We are back with Roddy Hammersmith, the road captain for Team Sky. Roddy, you've been pretty busy lately. We haven't heard from you in a week or so. And I know you've been doing a lot of work for Bradley Wiggins. So we want to thank you, first of all, for taking time out to talk to us again. Let's get caught up. Talk to us about that incredible break that you were part of that really got Bradley Wiggins back in the race. From what I've heard and read, you were really the instigator, the driver of that break.
Well, it's like, you know, you listen to like Deep Purple, right? You listen to a song like Smoke on the Water, right? That sets a mood, right? Smoke on the Water, like, you realize there's water and smoke and flame, and it reminds you that life is you got to seize the day, right? You got to seize the smoke, and you got to seize the water, right? You listen when the Led Zeppelin, right? Houses of the Holy, okay? Which house do you want to be in? Do you want to be in the little house with no, wherever you're behind? Or you want to be in the big house with the nice furniture and the big TV? So at a certain point in the race, right, I'm feeling the race, okay? It's coming to me up through the road, and I can see all around me people are tired and they're not paying attention, right? You can't take your eyes off the road, not for one second. So I leaned over and I said, Bradley, this is the moment. It's hammer time, right? Let's get out 9 hammers and let's do it. Let's rock and roll. Let's blow this. Let's shatter it. Let's blow it apart, right? Let's get rid of all those little tiny skinny climbers and that Vino guy, that little Basso guy, that little Nibali fella. Let's get rid of them, right? It's time to go, right now. So, that's what we did. We just rolled it, man. We brought the hammer, and we brought it down on their face, right on their gob, right. And they don't know what to do, right? Again, slap in the face, kicking the balls, right? They're paralyzed, don't know what. It's not, that's Team Sky. It's not strategy, it's destruction.
Roddy, you guys picked up so much time. Talk to us a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more from your perspective what that means, what that time was all about for you guys.
Well, it's like quantum mechanics, right? You can look at a race and see that things are happening, right? And you've got your role in them. You've got some influence. And then there's other people, right, that are looking at you. And then everyone's changing all the events. Just by you being in the race, you're changing events. In events that seem random, or in fact not random. Like if you look at everyone has a wristwatch, right? But they have different times all over the world. So time is elastic, right? We could be in the future. It could be a parallel universe, right? I could be riding the Giro, but at the same time, in a parallel universe, I could be at a swimming pool, right, at the beach. Or there could be another Roddy that's like riding the Tour de France at the same time that I'm riding the Giro. Time is like, it's always moving, right? And your bicycle is always moving. So there's, like, you got to figure out how to move your bike through time while time is moving itself. So like a bike is like a time machine. And if you pedal it fast, right? If you pedal it as fast as you can, then you get ahead of time, right? Time, like, you've beaten time, and you're on the other side of it. It's still ticking, but you're on the other side of time, and you're on one side, and all the other bike riders on the other. It's like you're reversing time, okay? You're going back in time, even though they're moving forward in time, but they're moving forward in a time that's not your time. Your time's different. Your time's going back. So it's really, we, Team Sky, it's a strategy of time manipulation. right? We studied the quantum mechanics. We talked to that fellow in the wheelchair, Mr. Hawking, and we had him on the Sky bus. It wasn't easy to get his wheelchair up in the bus, but we talked to him about how can we manipulate time, right? When we got behind, we just strategized a little bit more. How can we bring the hammer, right? How can we bring the hammer and destroy time itself? So that's what we did. It's like, think of it this way. H.G. Wells wrote The Time Machine, right? He created a time machine to go forward or backward in time. And the reason that he had to invent the time machine is like he couldn't pedal his bike fast enough. If you pedal your bike fast enough, right, you rearrange the space-time continuum. Should I choose, right, I could go into the future. Should I decide, I could go back in time. I could pedal my way back into the Bronze Age, or I could pedal my way in all the way to like distant galaxies, okay? But H.G. Wells, he was a very slow bike rider, and therefore he had to invent a very complicated machine to move back and forth in time, because he was a slow bike rider.
Roddy, your perspective is always fascinating. And I know the last week's going to be pretty tough. We won't be able to hear from you every stage, but I'm sure that we'll hear from you again.